We were reminded by one of our listeners yesterday of the ongoing issue hasn't been resolved with the lack of shelter outside the NCT Centre in Sligo. It has been an ongoing issue. And because of COVID, those who attend the NCT Centre for their tests, or if you're accompanying somebody, you're not allowed to remain inside the building. You must wait outside. And therein lies the problem, because there is no physical shelter outside, which has led to angry motorists outside with no protection from the rain and the wind and the cold, which is very difficult, obviously, at this time of year. The operators of the NCT, the company involved, say, or have said in the past, it is not their responsibility to provide an outdoor shelter. It's not in their contract. It led recently to the Mayor of Sligo, Councillor Arthur Gibbons, proposing that the company should not have its contract renewed as a result of this. Well, another councillor who's been highlighting this issue in recent months is Fine Gael Councillor Thomas Walsh. And you have an update, Councillor, on this morning.
Good morning, Niall.
Good morning to you.
Well, I suppose this has been going on and on for quite a period now. I've been speaking to you, I suppose, as far back as September 2020, Niall, on this. And it appears that there's the NCT company. They're a private company. It's a 10-year contract. It's a Spanish company, actually. They're called Plus. But they have told us they're exploring the options. But, you know, what I would say on this, Niall, is that the Road Safety Authority and the Minister now need to step in. This is a national issue. It has been raised across the country, across majority of local authority areas in the country now. You know, it's not in the ethos of what the private sector and public sector have done throughout the pandemic. And that is to adapt their facilities. And we've seen supermarkets can do it. Everyone else can do it. This is a company that has a 10-year contract and had losses in 2020 of about 1.3 million. But prior to that, paid out dividends and profits of about 35 million. So I believe now it's time for the Minister and the Road Safety Authority to step in. As you have said, Councillor Gibbons has raised this. I have raised this and written to the RSA and written to the National NCT Manager on numerous occasions. And from a reply in September 2020 and in May 2021, you know, we on both occasions we've been told that the option of an outdoor roof is being explored. But that's simply not good enough. It doesn't take an engineer to come in to decide to put up a marquee. It's a very simple job. We're in the winter months and the weather is becoming more more unsettled, and we need covering at our NCT centres. People are mandated to get their cars tested, and it's a simple thing to have a marquee outside the centre. There's plenty of space at the Sligo centre, like there's plenty of space at the Leitrim centre, to erect a marquee with the sides open so people can wait and not have to get soaking wet while their car has been tested.
Yeah, you said before, as I said in the introduction, that it's not part of their contract, not their terms and conditions. They're under no obligation to provide such a shelter. Does that wash with you at all or not?
Look, that's a fair point, and they have a state contract for 10 years. And as I said, they had losses of 1.3 billion in the main due to COVID-19 in 2020. But prior to that, they had profits of up on 35 million and paid out dividend on that. So I don't take the point. It doesn't fit into the spirit and ethos that the public sector and private sector have done over the last number of years. This is a Spanish company, and they need to step up on the plate. And in correspondence from the National NCT Manager, Evelyn Tuffy, she has advised that it is presented a challenge at all test centres, but that's simply not good enough. It's not good enough that we've people who are older that have to wait out in rain showers in the current climate while their car has been tested. This is a mandated test, guaranteed under legislation. People are required to get their car tested, but they're not required to get soaking wet outside that test centre while they pay their fee for the car to be tested. That money goes back to this private company for the management of this service across the country. They have 803 staff employed across the country. They have to have some sort of respect for their customers and customer service. As I say, it's not in the ethos of the pandemic and what we've seen throughout it across all sectors of society. and they need to step up to the plate. And I believe Minister Ryan, government and the RSA, who are mandated for this facilities across the country, now need to step in.
Yeah, and I've seen it myself in recent weeks. It's just not a good situation at all. There's no two ways about it. It is a fairly exposed area apart from anything else, but particularly, you know, the elderly who have to turn up and get their cars tested, they can be waiting for anything up to half an hour or more outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the average test time is 35 minutes. You'll have a 5 or 7 minute check-in before that, and that's everything going smoothly in terms of timing and their schedule. So, look, we've seen factories put up marquees for their staff for provision of canteen or smoking areas. We've seen this. We've seen Dun Stores erect marquees for their customers while they queue with a trolley to enter the stores. There is no reason that this. There is no engineering or risk assessment required to erect a small marquee for the small number of customers that go through each test centre. They have the space, they have the capacity, and there is no excuse for this anymore. We're in the winter. As I say, the weather is inclement currently. So this is a simple solution. All they have to do is rent a marquee for a number of months, in particular at this time of year. You know, and as I say, this isn't in keeping with the spurs that we've seen the private sector take part in over the pandemic. They need to step up to the plate, and I believe the RSA need to step in. This is a 10-year contract. It's a very profitable contract, and the minister now needs to get involved.